This is an encore presentation of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio with current updates. It originally aired on February 28, 2010.
На поклик не прийде, знаю, час лікує рани, все, що прийшло мене. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, ми спалімо між нами давніх мостів. Хто мені є очі, твою музу назове, і нехай вона найкраща, я дочекаюсь тебе. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, ми спалімо між нами давніх мостів. Це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, ми спалімо між нами давніх мостів. О, люби, 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 я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, ми спалімо між нами давніх мостів.
From Montreal, Quebec, that was Oksana Senku from her first CD, and that was Lyubey. Dobrý večer, drahí radiosluchači, vítaju vás všich na dvoumluvnou radioperedaču Náš hlas u prekrásné místě Vancouveri. Děkuji, že rýšela přebudete se mnou nastupnou hodinu posloucháte čudovou ukrajinskou muziku. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, here on Canada's West Coast. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie. Vitayu, welcome. And I do hope you'll enjoy your time here on Nash Holos. We have a great program lined up for you. On Ukrainian food flair, Judy will tell you all about mamalega and will give you the recipe. As well, Father Ihor Kutash will join us for a spiritual moment. Vasil Pavlovsky of Montreal and Kiev, also known as William Patrikovich, will debut his cultural capsule, and tonight it will be about the man who created Ukraine's national anthem. Also, my radio colleague Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian program in Ottawa, has kindly shared her Did You Know feature, and tonight she'll be telling us about one of our own here in Vancouver, the renowned 91-year-old track and field athlete Olga Kotylko. And we'll also have a proverb of the week for you, upcoming events in the local community, messages from our sponsors, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. Up next is Tuti Tam from their first CD, which is self-titled, and Cheyesh Topolechko, The Unplowed Field.
Tomo Foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Танцював мою фраєрку.
ушли крают, крают и басуют, а в моих очах слезы сяказуют, а в моих очах слезы сяказуют.
That was the Tonnestrick sisters from Winnipeg, Rosemary and Charlene, with a song called Lubey Ridne Krai, My Beloved Motherland. And before them, Pete Oblachkomb from Toronto, from their CD by the same name, Pete Oblachkomb, and that means Under the Window. And that song was Zarhaite Mihushle, Play for Me Violin. Up next is another group from Winnipeg, a very well-known and a prolific group by the name of Shoom. And this next number is from their first CD. It will be recognizable to anybody who's familiar with rock and roll, North American rock and roll from the 50s and 60s era. This is an instrumental number largely with a little bit of lyrics, which have been translated by one of the group members, Nathan Manziuk, and did a fabulous job of that. And just a hint here, Horilka means whiskey. Here they are now with Horilka.
Thank you.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Tonight's recipe is a spicy version of a native Bukovinian nachinka, or as we call it in Manitoba, mamalega. This cornmeal spoon bread is similar to the Italian polenta. It is served as an accompaniment to meat, just like a Yorkshire pudding. It was often made in large quantities for weddings and community dinners in Bukovinian settlements in Canada in the early years of Ukrainian immigration to Canada. If you are lucky, you may find it at a Ukrainian community event like Malanka, which is Ukrainian New Year's, of course. It's excellent with any preparation of meat, or it can be a meal in itself for lunch or supper. For a really aromatic dish, increase the pepper slightly in this recipe, which comes from a gorgeous cookbook that Paulina brought back from Ukraine recently. For Bukovinian nachinka, you will need 1 small onion chopped fine, 3 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup cornmeal, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon sugar, 1 quarter teaspoon pepper, 1 quarter teaspoon cinnamon if desired, 3 and 1 half cups scalded milk, 1 half cup light cream, and 2 to 3 eggs well beaten. Cook the onion in the butter until it is tender but not brown. Add the cornmeal along with the salt, sugar, pepper, and cinnamon, and mix them to coat the cereal thoroughly with the butter. Pour in the scalded milk gradually and stir briskly until the mixture is smooth and free of lumps. Cook until it thickens. Remove it from the range and blend in the cream. Beat the eggs well and fold into cereal. Spoon into a 2-quart buttered casserole and bake the nachinka uncovered in a moderate oven, 350 degrees for 1 hour. It should have a crisp golden brown crust all around. Serve 6 to 8, or 1 if you really don't want to share, and you might not. Enjoy! До побачення and смач ного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Соловей щебече, він
was Sophia Bilozier, another fellow Winnipegger. Well, I'm a former Winnipegger. She's still there and producing great music. This is from her CD, Charivni Melodii, Enchanting Melodies, and a number called Oyuhayu Preo Dunayu, In the Grove by the Danube. Up next is Father Ihor Kutash with A Spiritual Moment, which comes to us courtesy Simon Kuklevsky, producer of the radio program Ukrainian Time in Montreal.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is among us, He is and always shall be. Father Ihor Kutash at the microphone. You're listening to the Ukrainian Orthodox radio program, The Evangelist, Blahovisnik. Today is the Sunday when we remember the great saint, John Climacus, who wrote the book The Ladder of Divine Ascent, in which he shows that our ascent to God consists in the acquiring of virtues, and so rising ever higher on the ladder towards the perfection of humanity that God intends for us. And of course, we have seen in Jesus that the perfect man and the perfect God are one and the same. So we are on our way, an important step along the way to ascending to this perfection is the ability, the decision to forgive everyone that has done wrong against us. 2 weeks ago, we presented the first part of an interview with Dr. Lila Amirali, a psychiatrist and practicing Orthodox Christian, in which she speaks about forgiveness. Let us continue this interview today. Many people seem to have the sense that forgiveness means that it's kind of an emotional thing, and they feel that as long as they feel emotionally hurt by someone, that it means they're not forgiving them, so they're being hypocritical to say that they forgive them. So therefore, they say, well, I can never forgive because I don't feel like it, I don't want to. Do you have any comments on that? Is it an emotional thing, or is it something of a decision, or what is it? Forgiveness, what is it?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because forgiveness is a process of self-discovery as much as it is a process of making space for other people within our hearts. Because there is no forgiveness without true empathy, which means you have to walk on somebody else's shoes. You have to put yourself clearly on where somebody else was, and it takes a certain understanding. So sometimes we can understand certain things and see it in our head, but it is very hard to feel it. And it is actually a battle. It is actually a spiritual challenge that we have to face. But this is why we have in the church the blessing of the church. This is why we have the mystery and the sacrament of confession, where this is why we have somebody, a spiritual father that is given to us in our tradition, with whom we can share this challenge and try and see how we can overcome it. Sometimes there are very, very difficult challenges. What do you do if the person whom you trust the most has betrayed you? It is not only a question to, say, okay, I understand it was a weak moment, it could happen to anybody. It is also to feel in my heart how this person was feeling and why he or she got to that point to hurt me so much. So it really invites us to get out of ourselves, out of our shell, and see what can we do to really and truly understand the other person. And that is why it is, I said before, a process to self-discovery as well. Because as we more search within ourselves what we do and who we really are, we find all the elements that connect us with each and every one of our brothers and sisters, each one and every one other human being. And only this way we can try and hope that we will really feel what it means to be in somebody else's shoes. And then what may start and has to start at one point as if you want an intellectual type of understanding, and with all kinds of, intellectual excuses sometimes, it has to arrive to a level where we are truly open. It doesn't mean that the act that happened to us will stop completely to hurt us, but it means that we are open to the experience to accept the other person as another brother, as we all are, in sin, in this way, towards our common goal, that we have all been called to be saints and realize our fully our human potential to be united with God.
Thank you very much, Dr. Amirali, and a blessed and happy Lent to you.
Thank you very much, and to you too, and to all the audience.
Brothers and sisters, you have been listening to part two, which is the conclusion of an interview with Dr. Lila Amirali of Montreal, a practicing psychiatrist and Orthodox Christian. She spoke about forgiveness. May God's blessing continue to guide us along the path of light during this great Lent as we journey towards the Lord's resurrection and our own Pascha. Christ is among us. He is and always shall be.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Іду я на верховину, штагер заспіваю, дуже файні нині жити у совічким краю. Через гори, через ліс летіла зозуля.
Blast from the past was Brete Haidukene, which means Viper Brothers. And this is from a CD recording that I acquired sometime back in the 1990s called Rock and Roll Dorana. And that was Hey Zabavav SSR. And if you understand Ukrainian, of course, you will get every single joke in that and satirical little jab at the old former Soviet Union and their all their protocols. And if you're not Ukrainian, that's what it was about, and it's still good music, even if you didn't understand the words, but they're pretty funny. Maybe we'll get a translation up on the blog for you sometime in the coming future if we can get a hold of these guys. And they are, again, Brete Haidukene, Viper Brothers, from their recording or their album Rock and Roll Dorana and Hey Zabavav SSR. Up next, something a little more contemporary, as usual. We've got Ludwig from the United Kingdom up with his latest update on his revolutionary Kolomeka and the political situation in Ukraine. So there's a brand new president there, very popular with about half the population, very unpopular with the other half. What else is new? It's politics, and it's in Ukraine. Crazy politics there. So you can't expect too much harmony on the political scene in that country. So here is Ludwig with kind of an overview of the political situation and his revolutionary Kolomeka latest version.
There was once a businessman who fixed his own election. Then they had a revolution, tried to change direction. All Ukraine was then united around a simple song. Said corruption was the country's biggest single wrong. Yushchenko became the leader in this situation. Timoshenko's speeches made them heroes of the nation. Yanukovych failed to trick them with his dirty plan. And then he was renamed the nation's biggest bogeyman. I die tonight, 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 orange revolution. I die tonight, 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 what a great solution. Yushchenko then said that the corruption hasn't gone. Sacked his government and said that this can't carry on. Timoshenko was the highest profile in the sacking. Some think that she made her millions with some dodgy backing. With her sacking she'd become a lady and protected. She could be arrested now that she had been rejected. So she turned her charms to Putin, Russia's leading man. Said he's not that bad at all, a really clever plan. I die tonight, 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 orange revolution. I die tonight, 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 what a big confusion. Putin said we'll drop the charges, you are not detested. If you visit Russia now you will not be arrested. Yushchenko was tactical in choosing his new friend. He took a new prime minister pro-Russian to the end. Kuchma then gave Yushchenko and Yanukovych blessing. Looks as if those arguments were only window dressing. Nice to see the clans are pals and all are shaking hands. Just a little difficult for us to understand. I die tonight, 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 orange revolution. I die tonight, 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 what a big confusion. Makes you wonder what's the point of who's behind these plans. Was the revolution just a switch between the clans? There were demonstrations on the street that cold December. Difficult for anyone in office to remember. You've all kept your millions and there's no one there to blame. If the country changes now or if it stays the same. Since that time a lot has happened, some good and some bad. You're the upright minister, the craftiest we've had. I died tonight, 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 what an institution. I died tonight, 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 what a convolution. Yushchenko was trying hard to make Ukraine Ukrainian. Yulia was treating him as if he was an alien. Then 2010 arrived and time for an election. Yushchenko knocked out, there wasn't much of a selection. Yanukovych put in stooge and oligarch transparent. Timoshenko bleating on as if the heir apparent. Both of them are different, but both are quite the same. Neither wanted Yushchenko in charge of our Ukraine. I died a night and night and night, where's that revolution? Was there ever really one or was it an illusion? Now it looks as if they've got exactly what they planned for. Question is just how much more would all the people stand for? Some would say it's all made up and some would say insane. One thing seems for sure, it had to happen in Ukraine. He's a liar, he's a crook, but both will claim perfection. They should make them sit and take a test for lie detection. Now it's time to wait and see who wins in this election. Some would say it's just a case of who has least rejection. I die tonight, 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 here is the conclusion. Looks as if there never was an orange revolution. Yeah,
Yanukovych was the man the nation had rejected. Now he is the president the country has selected. Though the world has recognized the crook is now the winner, Yulia is showing at defeat, she's a beginner. Some will say democracy has won in this election, others that it's meaningless with such a bad selection. I don't know, just one more conclusion. Looks as if we're still a million miles from a solution.
Hello, I'm William Patrickovich, and this is Cultural Capsule. March for Ukrainians is often associated with the celebration of the birth of Ukraine's bard and poet Taras Shevchenko, born on March 9, 1814. Though I want to touch on a contemporary of Shevchenko's, whose music, not words, touches all Ukrainians. Born on March 4, 1815, he lost his father, a priest, at the age of 10. He was then sent off with his younger brother to Przemyśl to be cared for by a distant relative, Bishop of Przemyśl, Ivan Snihorsky, who was indisputably a very progressive individual. In 1828, Snihorsky founded a choir and music school where the teens studied. The following year, he sang the Holy Mass as a soloist with Ivan Lavorivsky. Their talent impressed Snihorsky, and he invited accomplished conductor and composer Alois Nanke to teach at the school where our hero obtained his music education and learned of Haydn and Mozart. Though the polyphonic choral compositions of compatriot Dmytro Bortnianski particularly influenced him. According to musicologist Ulyana Petrus, he composed 133 works. In addition, he was an accomplished guitarist, and the first primer for guitar written in the Ukrainian language is attributed to him. Though only one of his works permeates Ukrainians wherever they may be, it is the music paired to the words of Pavlo Chubinsky. Chubinsky's writings resulted in his exile for 7 years to Arkhangelsk in October of 1862. The charge? Adverse effect on the minds of the commoners. This was the fate of Ukrainophiles in the Russian Empire. There is still debate as to when Mykhailo Verbitsky composed Shchena Medala Ukraina, Ukraine Has Not Perished, which became the national anthem for the short-lived Ukrainian National Republic in 1917. Throughout Soviet times, the song was forbidden, but as the Soviet Union began to crumble just over 20 years ago, the music was once again heard. Since Ukraine's independence in 1991, the national anthem of Ukraine touches all Ukrainians, regardless of where they may live. During the opening of the Canada Day celebrations at the Canadian Embassy in Kyiv in 2009, both I and a fellow Canadian sang Ukrainian and Canadian national anthems. One of the invited foreign diplomats looked at us in a puzzled manner. During Ambassador Caron's opening statement, commenting on the over 1 million Canadians who can trace their roots back to Ukraine, everything became clear to that guest, and he shook his head in pleasant approval and understanding. I'm William Patrickovich, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Mykhailo Verbitsky, composer of Ukraine's national anthem.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
По стрісі, по загаті і по дервах, а я стою в бальоновім плащі. Мокнуть мешта, мокнуть сподні, зашмальцьовані шкарпетки, а я стою в бальоновім плащі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валить по стрісі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ,
туалет постриси. Я би хотів де подзвонити, як ішвар, як прав телефон. А я стою в бальоновім плащі. Я би взяв його за ноги, добре пальнув до дороги, аж би з нього повилазили мозги. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валить по стрісі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валить по стрісі. Закрила шліпаки. Я би взяв за ті долоні, притулив бим їх до варків, цілював бим цілу ніч. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валит по стрісі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валит по стрісі.
Was Vasil Milnikovich, otherwise known as Hutzel Houlihan, who was here in Vancouver recently performing at Ukraine House during the 2010 Winter Olympics. And that number was Teplý Dosht, Warm Rain, which is what we're having right now in Vancouver. And up next is Ihor Bohdan, another performer brought in for Ukraine House. He's from Calgary, formerly from Ukraine. And here he is now with Oy za Lisom za Luhom, Beyond the Forest, Beyond the Meadow.
Там за лісом, за лугом, ходить козак за This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know who the oldest long jump competitor in the world is? That's 91-year-old Ukrainian-Canadian Olga Kotelko, who carried the Olympic torch in the relay in Vancouver. Olga Kotelko has been running, jumping, and throwing since the age of 77, and breaking Canadian and world records in the 80, 85, and 90 age categories. She has competed internationally, and in total, Olga Kotelko has 5 bronze, 12 silver, and 600 gold medals in her age categories, scored in hammer throw, shot put, javelin, discus and weight throw, as well as long jump, high jump, triple jump, and 100 meter, 200 meter, and 400 meter. So Olga Kotelko is included in the Canadian Masters Athletics Hall of Fame.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Сестра в хаті за брачиком плаче, сидить сестра в хаті за брачиком плаче. Поїхав далеко до чужої землі, упав він ранений від чужої кулі, упав він ранений від чужої кулі. Ой, дорога сестра, тобі лист я пишу, лежу я в шпиталі, аж лишком колишу, лежу я в шпиталі, аж лишком колишу. Тобі лист я пишу, лиш не кажи мамі, 2 роки минуло, як лежу в шпиталі, 2 роки. Як лежу в шпиталі. Моя господарка, буде чорна яма, ніхто не погляне, ні тато, ні мама, ніхто не погляне, ні тато, ні мама. Летить чорний орел, над його могили, над чужою землю, над його могили.
And that was Mickey and Bunny from Winnipeg, from their CD 24 Greatest Hits and Chorny Orel. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, AM 1320 on the radio dial and streaming online at am1320.com. Tonight's program will be available on iTunes and archived at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com. And there you'll find details of the international broadcasts of Nash Holos and other new developments as they occur, and of course much more. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Ковал може ножиці нагострити, але не він, лиш кравець, зможе тобі штани вшити. And our proverb translates as, a blacksmith can sharpen scissors, but only a tailor can use them to make a pair of pants. Well, our time is but up, so to take us to the end of our program, we have Prairie Crocus of Winnipeg. And this last tune typifies a genre of Canadian music that combines elements of various ethnic cultures that settled the prairies and is often labeled, not quite accurately, as Ukrainian music, at least by prairie folk. It's a great sound, so you won't get any argument from me on that. Prairie Crocus will wrap it up with the title track of their CD, Back Up and Push. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks for listening and Dobranich!